Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault. Hello, this is Ashley Meyer with Prevent Connect, and today I am pleased to have a special guest with me for today's podcast. I'm welcoming Fatima Avayan. Hi, Fatima.
Hi, Ashley. I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. Well, thanks so much for being here. Fatima, you are a soon-to-be graduate student and really a student activist, really working to prevent violence against women on campus and in communities. So can you tell us more about your work?
Yes. Well, thank you for having me, Ashley. So my student activism began in college. I graduated in 2013. I went to Occidental College. And I informally supported a lot of student work on campus when it came to addressing sexual violence. But it wasn't until my final year at Oxy that I was a programming assistant for Project SAFE, the Sexual Assault-Free Environment. It's an office at school that does prevention education, it's peer education, and a lot of awareness campaigns and workshops that talks about sexual violence and dating violence. So it was my final year institutionally where I did that work, and also I did some campus organizing as well to address those issues.
Great. And Fatima, you were just on a panel about engaging students on college and university campuses in sexual violence prevention and policy work. And, you know, that's become a really popular topic right now.
Yeah, it's actually really important. I'm really happy that a lot of the movements that have been happening across the country are being student-led because, again, this is a population that it is affecting. So youth and students just in general need to be very involved in addressing that topic and having those changes be implemented and doing what needs to be done in order for those changes to happen.
Absolutely. It's such an important leadership opportunity, and we're really seeing a lot of change taking place because students and youth have really taken this issue on. So let's talk about how to engage students. So first, I know you were both an engaged student and you worked on engaging students.
Yeah. I think that's being engaged as a student is what led me to be a student who engaged other students. So it was kind of like, not to sound cheesy, but really inspiring to see other students on my campus doing awareness campaigns and workshops to address these issues. I saw things happening on my campus like the Clothesline Project or a Denim Day or lectures and panels on this issue. So attending those things and seeing other students being involved on my campus really helped me eventually become a leader as well.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I think sometimes awareness events, one-time events, kind of get a bad rap.
Yeah, they do.
But it sounds like it really worked for you.
Yeah, at least it did for me because maybe a lot of this took a lot of self-initiative too, but because I guess the issue really did hit close to home, I was like, well, what can I do? What can I do to stay engaged? And then that led me to connect with other students who were peer educators as well. And then my main issue was also addressing marginalized communities at my college. So students of color, students from working class backgrounds, the LGBTQ community. I felt like a lot of those communities need to have a stronger voice when it comes to this issue. So I thought that was really important in my generation of outreaching to other students and building coalitions and networking with those groups on campus as well.
Mm. So specifically speaking to that, what success did you have in terms of engaging marginalized students?
Yeah. Well, I think that in my experience, maybe just as a campus leader before formally doing sexual violence prevention work at college, I kind of had built some networks already in the cultural club. So I was already known in that area, also in the Greek life community. I was known in that area. So I just utilized those assets that I have to outreach to students and really appeal to them about the importance in preventing this type of violence amongst students and really appeal to their importance as leaders as well as role models on our campus to actually take that action as well.
Mm. Yeah, you know, your experience is so important, and it sounds like that networking and relationship building is what really worked.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a lot of things, not just these awareness campaigns, which do kind of get a bad rap, like you said. But I think that, you know, relationship building is what really engaged people a lot. Tailoring our message, I think, is something I had to learn how to do, especially speaking with different populations of people in campuses in order for them to engage and have them sign up for a workshop, have them come to our events, even if it just meant that it was their first time doing it and just being like, hey, like, we'll be there and you know me, so just come and find me when you're there. Having food at events also helped.
It's the little things sometimes,
it does,
right? It might
it
not
does.
Seem like a big deal to us,
exactly.
Or we're not funded for it, but it really matters.
Exactly. And it's also making it fun too, which is kind of weird, like saying, well, how can you make a topic like this fun? I was like, well, strangely enough, it's kind of possible. You just have to get creative. Like, mm-hmm. If it means, I know there's like a lot of the consent is sexy stuff, which is important, you know, healthy sexuality is important, but at the same time, we had a beach ball with myths and realities on it when it came to violence against women, and we would just toss it around in the quad at our rallies, and it would be an educational component too, because people would have to guess, oh, is it a myth? Oh, is it a reality? And then that's where the educational component came in.
And so it was really active.
Yes, yeah. It was.
And Fatima, you were just talking about messaging and the different communities and kind of subcultures on campuses. And I think that gets to a really good point, is that a lot of times it seems like, you know, folks who are really trying to engage students, especially on college, universities, and campuses, tend to have this kind of monolithic view of college students with quotes around it, right?
Yeah.
It's this one particular person with this one particular identity, you know, all these things that are just, it's not realistic. There are so many different types of educational institutions and individuals.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that was really important when it came to engaging students, because we have the students, for instance, in my experience, that would leave on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Or would leave right after class, so that's like at 5 p.m. or right after work, and they would go home to, you know, they would live close by. And then, so they wouldn't really always engage in the social scene in college. So that was a particular group to engage, and that's when I think social media would come into play,
right.
Or when it would, you know, creative advertising. It meant getting in touch with our newspaper, getting in touch with the TV station on campus or the radio station, or just flyering the quads, any public area, like the bathroom still too, when it came to events, when it came to workshops, in order to make sure we were outreaching to as many students as possible. There's also like commuter students as well. We had for a while at Oxy graduate students too, so how do we get in touch with them? Again, it was like talking to the academic, you know, academic departments and professors who were allies, and engaging with them. They're like, hey, can you do a lecture for us and invite your classes? Or can you tell your students about this event, etc.
So, Fatima, at the panel where you presented about engaging students, there was a person from a local rape crisis center there, and he said, you know, it can be easy to get students to come to my presentation or my table in the quad, but what do I do if I want to more deeply engage students? What do I do if I want them to, you know, volunteer to help do our prevention work?
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about how to more deeply engage students?
So I think, in a realistic level, I'm thinking of a majority of the students that I went to school with, and a lot of them, for instance, would want college credit. They want something they could show on their transcript saying, hey, look, I did this work, and I got college credit for it, which I think is wise and beneficial, you know, for both the agency that wants them to volunteer there and also for the students. So it's kind of like they're getting something in return. And I think, sure, that might sound superficial, but at least, like, if the student is there volunteering, even if it is for college credit, and they are actively involved in what that organization is doing, chances are they're probably going to become a long-term volunteer, even without the college credit, or tell someone else about the opportunity as well, which I think is just as important.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that also gets to the importance of having strong campus community partnerships and, you know, partnerships between rape crisis centers and community-based organizations and the campuses, because if you have a partnership with faculty, you know, you're more likely to be able to have that kind of benefit to the students. If you have a strong relationship with the campus, it's going to be more, there are going to be more opportunities to be able to offer things like that.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you, Ashley, because the reality is, again, that, you know, violence against women doesn't just happen on a college campus. It happens at the community level. It happens everywhere. So I think that when schools partner, or even professors alone partner with their local community-based organization, it's kind of making a statement like, this is a real thing and we need support and we need, you know, students to be a part of this movement too, mm-hmm. in addressing this issue. So let's make something concrete happen with collaboration, which is like a key element and key component to actually addressing sexual violence and just general violence against women.
Right. And, you know, students are also part of the community, and I think we sometimes forget that.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that, again, we need to, and it's interesting, too, because with students, something that I encountered as a student was just acknowledging that we are a transient population, mm-hmm. but at the same time, when, you know, a student volunteers at, you know, a local nonprofit, for instance, they spread the word to other students on campus, even though there's going to be that constant motion of students coming in and out. So, you know, by word of mouth, you can still network with others and spread the awareness about what the nonprofit would be doing in your local community. So they're still a very valuable source to share the information that that nonprofit is doing in the area.
Absolutely. Well, Fatima, I think we could just talk all day about this, but I just want to thank you so much for all the work that you have done and that I know you're going to be doing. What is next for you?
Oh, well, I will be going to graduate school and starting in September at the University of Chicago for social work. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'll also hopefully be collaborating with the local Rape Crisis Center as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, near Chicago and near the South Side. And I'm looking forward to that as well. So the movement doesn't stop just because I leave California.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I have been speaking with Fatima Aveyan, a student activist and soon-to-be graduate student at the University of Chicago. Fatima, thank you so much for joining us today, and really look forward to staying in touch and learning more about what you're doing in the future.
Thanks, Ashley. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission, or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.